Welcome back to the Early Evening Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. And you know, Sandy, before we just completely leave the military things going on in Ukraine, we're going to have to come back. Ukraine and where they have the nuclear, yeah, that site,
yeah.
We're not going to just be able to gloss over that, right? I mean, it's a bigger issue than what we want to talk about.
Well, it is a big issue to the combatants, though, as well, because it's in their backyard, and both Ukraine and Russia would be the main recipients of all the harm that would occur if there's a breach at the Zaporizhzhia plant and radioactive material is released. They're both downstream, downwind from it. And so I do think that a great deal of care, but the problem is that the actions you take around a nuclear plant are all based on risk and reward. And during a period of peacetime, there's a very conservative approach to the activities that can occur near a plant. Airplanes don't fly over them, you know, for fear that someone would crash into them. They take all kinds of care. During a war, there's much, much more risk-taking because the risk-reward analysis in war is different. So, you know, the Ukrainians might feel they can use surgical precision to send missiles to attack Russian troops that might be harbored and seeking refuge near the reservation that is the Zaporizhzhia premises, which would put into jeopardy the accident that obviously happens during warfare, right? And this kind of stuff happens when missiles go not where they were intended, but where they decide to go. And so there is a legitimate fear that warfare around the Zaporizhzhia plant could breach one of the facilities, one or more of them, and cause a release. And the United Nations is getting involved, and other nations are getting involved to try and police that.
You know, Sandy, I read where there not only is the plant there, spent cartridges.
Oh, yeah, spent.
Are buried everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, the fact is that most countries that had nuclear plants haven't really figured out how to do long-term disposal of it. So, you know, all the spent nuclear waste from Point Beach and Kewaunee, the two nuclear plants here in Wisconsin, much of that nuclear waste is stored in concrete in casks on the premises of those plants. And I'm sure the same is true as Zaporizhzhia. So there's a bunch of spent fuel, which has the potential to leak radiation as well.
All right, let's bring Lou in from Qatar. Hey, Lou, what's going on?
Good morning. Let's talk about something that's really important. Federation for American Immigration Reform.
So wait a minute. So this is what I'm talking about, Sandy.
Right.
What we've been talking about, Lou believes is not important.
What is it that you think is more important, Lou? I didn't hear what it was. The Federation of
Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR. They reported yesterday 4.9 million illegals have crossed the border since Biden took office. And last month, 200,000 came across the border. What he's doing is importing a standing army of military-age males who can take up weapons against the country. Is that a concern for you?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
This is why the nation is in such jeopardy and peril. Right.
So, huh. I've never heard that before.
Really? Well, then you're poorly informed. You know, I'm the itchy, just can't scratch.
Well, wait. I mean, I think it's important that someone has a view like this because...
Would you agree with me, Sandy?
Mexicans are being allowed into the country because they're going to be incorporated into which military? The American military? Or who is it that they will take
any military, any opposing force who doesn't like the United States that wants to take it over and overturn it from within, putting a standing army. And these are people from Guatemala, Peru, Chechnya, Somalia.
Let's put some meat on this. So who is it that's going to provide the armament to, the direction for, and who will these people be responsive to, this standing army? Is it going to be liberals in Congress? Who is it? I don't understand what you're saying.
It'll be people who don't like America and don't like America as founded. They want to change it. You know, as part of the great reset we're driving toward.
So is that the right? I mean, are you talking about, because there are 19, there's a movement in 19 states to start a constitutional convention to amend the Constitution so it better conforms with Christian values.
He's talking about wokeism.
So you're talking about a woke leftist led kind of an uprising that will be that will have the standing army.
Well,
of
Marxist leftist woke people who don't like America.
Okay. All right.
Is that a concern for you or no?
Well, I'll tell you, it certainly sounds concerning, but it certainly also
is
very far-fetched. Is this a QAnon?
No, he tries to besmirch my personhood because now I'm QAnon.
I'm trying to figure out the source of your view that Mexican immigrants are coming in for the purpose of bearing arms in support of. Don't you think that most of these immigrants,
terrorists have come across the border
looking for the potential opportunities that would await them in the United States? You think that people are crossing the border into the United States so they can overthrow the United States government?
Yeah, there are people who have, the federal government acknowledges that terrorists are here now, cells are ready, and cells, people have come across from Chechnya, from Afghanistan, from Cuba, Peru, Guatemala, all those places, and these people are nasty people, and they don't have any documentation that can prove who they are, some of them, and we can't vet them. And last month, 200,000 came across the border. That's a concern. Would you agree, Sandy, if I said that the border's out of control?
Well, I do. I think the border.
Just yes or no. See, this is what gets me about people. You know, he wants a matter of fact answer from you.
It doesn't matter.
But it matters to me.
Yes, the border is not under sufficient control, and I think everyone would agree that the pressure for immigration into the United States exceeds the American ability to use a strainer to limit the immigration. And so I think there's a great deal of work being ongoing about that, a great deal of attention to it. But let me just tell you, Lou, I think your laughter's appreciated, but I think your concern that the people coming over the border are coming over for the purpose of overthrowing the country is quite frankly far-fetched. And I think that it's a theory that is based on fear. And I grant anybody who has fear the right to have that fear and to try and deal with it. But I think you ought to deal with your fear, and I think you ought to reflect on it and figure out whether it's coloring your judgment.
I think that, you know, people who are concerned about the safety of the country think like I do.
Yeah, like the people who attack Washington, D.C.
Well, no, I mean, tell me this. I take it then your fear about this army that's going to bear arms, I take it you have arms at your home and you're ready to take them on this onslaught.
If I had a gun, I wouldn't be stupid enough to tell you guys.
I can tell based on what you're saying.
You think we would put you at risk? Or I don't understand.
America, this is something that's a concern for American citizens. The economy, like Joe Biden's inflation, which is now 9.6%, I'd like to suggest to you that you read Barron's financial report every week. They're the guys that the investment bankers and the stockbrokers and traders.
I do read it every week. Sure.
Okay, then we'll have the narrative and then we'll have the truth. Barron says that the actual inflation is not the 9.6, the administration reports, but in fact it's closer to 18%+, maybe as high as 23%. That's reality.
Well, I think they were looking at specific components. I think there's different reflections. There's the core CPI. There's the CPI. There's all different measurements, Lou. But I think.
And you know the weaponizing of the Justice Department to go after the administration's enemies. That's another thing too, like the raid on the Trump location.
Sandy, I'll let you. But this is the kind of thing that we were talking about early on and inherent dangers in this nation, because people who think like Lou are not going to hear anything differently. This is the way they see it. Many of them have armed themselves, and their goal is to overthrow the nation as it is now. Here he is talking about somebody coming in. Here he is talking about somebody coming in from outside of the nation to overthrow it, when we already know, and the FBI and other entities know, that the real threat is from inside, okay? And it's not from somebody coming in from
Earl, would you consider? Are you telling me I'm a domestic terrorist?
The people who attack the white, I mean the.
So it's all about race now.
I said people who attacked the Congress were terrorists. Yes.
Do you think that, Lou? Do you think the January 6th situation was a justified action?
Do you think the parents who go to school board meetings are domestic terrorists that the administration does?
Well, I asked you.
You're all over the map, man.
What is your view of the January 6th situation, Lou? I'm just asking. I'm really trying to understand because I don't. If we don't try to understand one another, I think it's not worth having a conversation. Are you trying to understand what we're saying or not?
Well, I understand. I listen to your show, and I'm just an average garden variety American citizen calling in to comment.
I think what you think is very important, and I think the fact...
Well, no, you just flipped it off before. You just dismissed it.
No, I didn't flip it off at all. I've asked you more questions.
Yeah, Earl sure has.
So hang on. Can you hang on, Lou? You want to hang on?
Yeah, I'll hold on.
All right, got to go to the break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Texas, that same number is Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams, and we've just wasted our first 2.5 hours talking about things that didn't matter, according to Lou. Connor, you wanted to ask Lou a question, right?
He can continue his point. Okay, I'll respond after he talks a bit more.
Lou, I've been talking in earlier shows about a concern about the division in America and the potential that American society is frayed so much that we might actually get to something like civil war. Do you have that same fear? I mean, you might be coming at that from the other direction, but do you have the same fear that America could be on the eve of a real division in society that could even get to the point of conflict?
I'll say this. The culture war is engaged right now. And part of the culture war is, for example, the government telling parents to go to a school board meeting that they're domestic terrorists. And we have a Merrick Garland, who's weak, feeble, and flaccid, who has used the Justice Department, weaponized it to go after the people who are against the administration who have different ideas. The Supreme Court justices, their homes are protested in front of. There's a federal law that prohibits that kind of thing, and the guy refuses to prosecute these protesters. That's the kind of degradation we see in the country, the rule of law, the border that we just talked about. What are we supposed to conclude from this?
No, but
guys like me, you think are whacked out conservative Republicans and were QAnon members, and you diminished us that way. And you guys, you should reflect on your own attitudes that speak with condescension to people who have concerns about the safety of the country.
No, Lou, I'm not speaking with condescension. I'm speaking with questions, trying to achieve an understanding of what, of where you're coming from, where you develop your thoughts and theories, and so.
Well, the contempt for the rule of law—that's part of it. Real contempt.
Where? So explain. What does that mean, man? Other than just jargon.
Point. Well, it's like the 200,000 illegals who came across the border just last month. And the 4.9 have come across since Biden came into office.
But if that's the number, I don't know exactly what the number is, but if that's
you've drawn
a conclusion about what the purpose and intent of those people coming across the border, you've drawn a conclusion about that, which I'm not sure is founded in any factual certain. You know, you've pointed at a couple
you
of
can't.
Facts. Here's
some facts. Hey, Sandy, facts matter. Here's some historical record. They know that a lot of people have come from various parts of the globe, including Africa, South America, and so on. They don't have identification. They can't be vetted. And it's known that these terrorist groups are operating, coming across the border, and the fentanyl's coming across the border, et cetera, et cetera.
Well,
what else do you need for clarification?
I think it's much more complicated than that. I think that there's obviously many people in the world who want to come to the United States. Most of the intent of people coming to the United States, as far as I know, is coming seeking the opportunities that they think they can avail themselves of in the United States. People from Africa, people from around the world. With respect to the numbers
of people... You didn't mention Europe at all, but go ahead, Sandy.
But with respect to the numbers of people that are coming across the border from these different places, all you can say is that there are numbers of people, but you don't know the number. And of course, everyone knows that the substantial majority of the people coming across the border, the very, very, very substantial majority, are coming from Mexico, Central America, and South America. But you're reaching conclusions about what their purpose and intent is by coming to the United States that isn't borne out by any particular factual inquiry. I've heard that there's a record that there are some terrorists who have crossed, but the numbers of those terrorists, if they've crossed and how many, is exceedingly small in any case. Well, you laugh.
Amazing.
What?
Amazing.
Just
amazing. So you don't think there's validity to those numbers? The Federation for American Reform are the people who watch this stuff every month.
They know.
So don't tell me you dismiss their numbers. These are real numbers, and these numbers get reported from Customs and Border Enforcement.
Well, the numbers the numbers don't reflect the countries from which the people came. You've simply surmised that, and they also don't reach the question of what the intent of these people are crossing the border. So, you know, you've connected a bunch of dots on your own to reach a conclusion.
It's clear to me that if you couldn't give a rip less about the safety of the country, I'm talking about the country's safety.
What are you?
Oh my!
So see, Sandy, this is
what's so hard for you about that. You seem to be unable to accept, get that, grasp that on an intellectual level. Wrap your mind around that.
Right. No, I'm wrapping my mind around the fact that there are people like you who support the people on January 6th who did the things that they did, and you don't want to talk about them from the perspective of terrorists and threats to this nation. But you want to talk about people who come here, and many of them come here because, as Sandy stated, it gives them an opportunity. And by the way, our nation needs them in order to be able to function. But you don't want to talk about the criminals who are threats to overthrowing this nation from within. You don't want to have that conversation.
Well, we're having criminals. We're having people who are
I'm talking about the criminals from inside of this nation.
Well, I didn't hear what you just said. The criminals, what about culture?
The people, The people who are overturning the culture right now.
Oh, the culture.
Who are overturning the culture, right.
Are you talking,
like, for example...
Wait. So you're talking about preserving the culture of America. So you're talking about preserving what? The Judeo-Christian culture of America? I don't understand.
Hey, hold on. We got to go to break. Hold on. Lou, hang on. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
How does it feel to be you?
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're just joining us. It's Lou from Cudahy, and he is clearly stating the beliefs that he and others like him have in this nation. And you know, Sandy and I were talking about that earlier in the show, the inherent dangers of a nation that is divided in this manner, where there is no dialogue, there is no conversation. You know, either it's going to be this way, our way, or the highway. And Lou, you know, you were talking about the culture. And Sandy was asking you before the break, what culture are you talking about?
What is it you're talking about, Lou, when you talk about the culture that the immigrants are endangering?
Well, I'm talking about, redefining things.
Well, Judeo-Christian culture? I mean, would you categorize yourself as a Christian nationalist?
So let's stop right there. Christian nationalists, what is that?
I don't know. There's a body of people who are calling themselves Christian nationalists.
Nationalists.
And I think it's people who believe that Christianity is at the heart of the American ethic, and that the culture of America will be destroyed.
Should be dominant.
And the culture of America will be destroyed if we lose this sort of dominant Christian view.
Well, I've always come to see that everything that Democrats do ends up harming the country. The border is a good example.
To answer your question about
January 6th, I would not go to an event like that. And the people who protested, who have committed crimes, have been arrested. Some of them are starting to get convicted now. I think one guy just got 7 years. I saw that the other day. And we go back to this Christian nationalist. What's a nationalist?
Well, I'm asking you, because this is a term that's been used by people. Nationalists are people who are, I guess, very worried about the nation and concern and put the status of the country first in some fashion. But there is a movement that calls itself Christian nationalism, and
you're making my very point. You know, the spinmeisters who are on the left who cut the agenda for the media in this country. They've taken the word patriot and turned it into nationalist, as though it's something to be scared of, it's put down, and retitle names that mean different things, that mean something else.
So
they would call themselves patriots.
Let me ask you this, though. Is a liberal a patriot?
I don't think so.
So okay. What's a patriot?
One at a time.
No, this is a...
Yeah, one at a time. The left...
That's not your show, dude.
I don't disagree.
Sandy, you're falling all over yourself. The left doesn't like America as a political idea. And the operators who are in places in the government, the deep state operators, activists...
This is an important...
They are on out to change the culture and America. They don't like America as founded.
Yeah, so this is...
You can understand that, right?
I don't like America as founded.
Well, this is very important, though, Lou, because I do believe that the conservatives in America have decided that liberals are un-American. And that's what you're saying, that liberals are not patriotic, they're un-American, and they should not be allowed to be in any kind of position of control, because if they're in a position of control, they will tear apart the fabric of American culture. Isn't that, aren't we in
agreement? That's very close to it. And
okay, all right, so if that's the case, then I take it that it would be patriotic to keep those kind of people from being able to vote. I mean, putting restrictions on voting to keep that from happening is an act of patriotism, isn't it?
Well, keeping people who are not authorized to vote from voting, like people who are from other countries,
should not be voting in
American presidential elections.
No, I'm not talking about that.
Do you agree with that?
Well, yes, and that's not the principle that I'm talking about. My question is, you believe that liberals are not patriots. You believe that liberals are essentially un-American for that reason. And I presume that you would prefer that if it was possible, voting restrictions would be created, which would make it harder for liberals to vote.
Let me say this. I think that ballot harvesting and ballot collection boxes are vehicles to allow cheating.
Okay, so
and Democrats want that to happen.
Listen,
I don't want voting to be cheated in the United States election.
So I'm sorry, I've held my peace as long as I can. You know, you talked about people wanting to change how the nation was founded. I'm a black person who definitely wants it changed because of the history of the nation. You and others like you don't want to look at the history of the nation and what it meant to a whole other group of Americans. Americans are made up of all people who are born in this country. So when you talk about culturally, what culture? The culture of this nation, the culture of this nation is supposed to include all of its citizens born here. And citizens who have come from abroad. The culture of this nation is not the
emphasis
culture
on the word citizen, not somebody from another country who's not authorized to be here and who is not a citizen of this country.
So wait a minute, man. I've sat back. It's my show. I've sat back and let you talk. And what you've done is clearly what I've been seeing and others like me have been seeing, the inherent danger of people who speak in the terms, the absolute terms that you and others speak. Yes, people want to see changes in this nation because this
so
nation
dangerous.
Is this. Let me finish my point, man. The nation is not correct. There are flaws in our nation. There are flaws in the character of people of our nation. And so, yes, there should be changes, but changes should not be brought about by armed people who think that they are right.
And yeah, I agree. And I'm not a Proud Boy, and I don't belong to any group like that, and would never do that.
But many of the people and the doctrine that you are exposing, that's what they do. The same
that's
doctrine.
Them. That's not me, is it?
Okay. Well, hey, I can only go by.
And you talked about flaws in the history of our country. So now here's part of the changing of the culture. People on the left are rewriting history, and they're rewriting it in the 1619
document. This is not about left and right.
You got to see, yeah,
why,
it is.
Why can't others like you understand that this is bigger than Democrat and Republican? What we're talking
I guess it
about
probably is.
Lou, are you suggesting that history is being rewritten in some fashion?
Yes.
And is it being rewritten?
1619 document that's been produced, that's being circulated. Whoa. I've seen parts of it, and it's loaded with lies and misinformation.
Who produced that document?
It is a rewriting of American history.
Well, no, it's a revised view of American history.
It's a rewriting of American history, Sandy. You know that. Well, come on, be honest.
No.
Practice some intellectual honesty.
No, I've read the document, and I'm not sure that it's filled with any dishonesty. It's filled with a different view of things. Historians, that's what history is. You take the facts of history, and historians apply their judgment to it with respect to how it might have impacted the arc of history in the long term. That 1619 document was written by a New York Times reporter. It wasn't produced by the government. It wasn't produced by the left wing. It was produced by a person, and it got attention because there were a number of people who read it who thought it deserved attention. But it hasn't, for instance, become part of a curriculum in Milwaukee public schools or in the schools around Milwaukee. Do you think critical race theory is being taught in public schools in the Milwaukee region?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And they title it with different names. Different names. And you'll find that
get in here. So, for instance,
you'll find that the administrators are denying it.
He hasn't been in the Milwaukee schools. I have. It is not being taught.
So, Lou, do you think that when a seventh grade class is learning about plantations, that they ought to learn about slavery?
Yeah, the terrible thing of American slavery is reprehensible. It's terrible. It should not have ever happened, and it did. And they should talk about it.
Okay. And do you think?
But Earl, this is I'm going to do you a huge favor, Earl. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to go and find out information about CRT and find out that for different names and titles they have for it in various school systems around the country.
You don't have to tell me.
And you'll find that CRT is being taught. You can deny it up and down, taught.
So have you been in the public schools to have seen it? No, you have not.
I have. But I'm reading reports.
I don't care what you're reading.
I'm hearing reports from American moms and dads about what their kids are being taught. That's what I'm talking about when I say the culture is being overturned, isn't it?
Well.
And here's more. We have a governor of the state of Wisconsin, and this is here part of the assault on America. Kenosha, Wisconsin was on fire. He waited 2 days of that rioting before he finally called out the National Guard.
Hey, Luke.
2 days.
Thank you very much.
Were those Antifa? Were those Antifa?
Thank you.
Antifa
thank
operators?
You, thank you very much.
Earl,
cut him off, man.
Earl, I think you better have me out of
here.
Wow.
Sandy, you
we don't need him on very often.
No.
Well,
he's all over the map. And that is what we were talking about earlier, Sandy. He's not alone.
No, that's the thing. There's a bunch of people who think like him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and they're not going to accept anything.
See, I told you that the conservatives think that liberals are un-American.
So how do you change?
And unpatriotic.
And that's where the danger is, Sandy.
Yeah, so when I talk about how they don't want those people to vote, they're talking about me and you.
Right. As if this is their country, right?
Yeah.
This is, the country doesn't belong to anybody else. It belongs to them. We got to go to break.
No, we got 3 minutes.
Okay.
Until then. Yeah, we got
So what did you want to say, Connor?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like jumping in on heated conversations like that because it's hard to really get a point across without, being interrupted. But I mean, I think the thing that I wanted to highlight was what exactly is dangerous about that position. And I feel what's dangerous about it is the most dangerous part is the idea that you have these people from a different place, right, collaborating with people that are a part of the government to take over. Right, this left-wing conspiracy that's going to eventually lead to some war. I mean, any person who studied, any idea of history understands that, when you have these very idealistically grounded beliefs, those become the impetus for large-scale conflicts, right? And I wish I would have been able to talk to him when he was on air, because the entire point to I feel, kind of combat that way of thinking is to point out the fact that, okay, can you explain to me exactly the different, right? Because the term liberal just means, varied, right, in politics. So you have different, people on the left side of the political spectrum who believe in different, beliefs, from Marxism to socialism to classical versions of liberalism. And so if you're just able to point out and say, okay, who exactly
is a liberal?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then you end up getting to a point where, there is no such thing as that concept, and it is just a narrative-driven concept as a consequence of the media in which they consume, in which the right, you know, specifically consumes. That it's based in sound constitutional principles, but I don't think they really understand the idea, like in the fact that like a lot of people that are liberal understand the. Those constitutional principles and are actively trying, they're actively trying to spread them across different demographics, right? I don't think they understand that concept.
You know,
I think they just they heavily appraise those principles and don't realize.
Well,
that, like,
I think the interesting question, I don't know, is is what are the tests you would apply to someone to figure out if they're a liberal? What
exactly?
What is the standard you're applying to decide that someone is a liberal or not? Because there's probably one issue.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. Let's go right to the phone line. CJ, go ahead.
Well, thank you for taking my call, Earl and Sandy. I think Lou is right on a lot of points. Republicans believe in legal immigration, not illegal. The Trump administration had it down to 30,000 a month. Now it's up over 200, almost 300,000.
Do you believe that they're coming here to overthrow, to take up arms and overthrow the government? Was he right about that?
Well, I tell you what, it only took a number of people to take down Twin Towers, Earl. And these are the almost 4 million are the ones they caught. And Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security, which should be fired today, if not yesterday, said the border is secure. And you never see this covered on ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, only until the governor from Texas started shipping illegals to New York, these sanctuary cities. They're taking our jobs, yes. We do need them, but we want
documents. They're not taking our jobs.
Far from documented.
They're not taking our jobs. Where has an illegal immigrant taken the job of an American citizen who wanted it?
Are you okay with them coming across?
Yes.
Do you think the border is secure, Earl?
Listen. We need them in this country.
Do you think the border is secure?
Hey, listen. You're not going to give me on my show an ultimatum.
Of course I'm not.
No, okay.
You won't answer the question.
Listen. I'm the guy who asks questions. I'm not the guy who answers the questions of the caller. So you need to get that
Sandy
part of it.
Doesn't believe the border is secure.
You need to
Sandy
get that worked out.
Doesn't believe it's secure.
You for a sec.
You have us on for a reason, don't you, Earl?
CJ, let's get back to sort of an orderly process here.
It's just great.
Do you really think that 4 million immigrants who have crossed the border are here to take up arms to overthrow the government, like Lou was suggesting? I mean,
Mayorkas said there's 70 plus that are on the terrorist
watch list. Answer the question, CJ. Answer the question.
Whether there are a limited number of people who are on a watch list, a terrorist watch list, doesn't have anything to do with 4 million people taking up arms.
They're giving them our
incidentally,
free education, free health care.
CJ, the border that was crossed by the people who took down the towers, incidentally, was the Canadian border. Okay, so just to kind of straighten things out, and the country from which they came was
so it's okay.
Saudi Arabia. No, it's not okay. Of course, taking the border down isn't okay.
Earl thinks it's okay.
All right.
See, how can you have a conversation?
Why don't you have this argument with Earl, Sandy, before you go on the show, because you guys are on two different ends of the spectrum on this thing.
Well, thank you very much for the call, CJ. Thank you very much for the call. Sandy, let's go quickly to Bob. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
I'm fine. Good morning, Earl and Sandy. Hope you had a great weekend.
Yeah, what do you do with that, Bob?
Well, okay. Well, I just want to respond earlier. You made a dichotomy between military arms and daycare. And I think that's the point I want to make here, is that when we invest in children in an early age, that we're investing in the life structure of American society. And the better we make it for them, the better we make it for our future.
Well, and I agree. And Bob, I'm glad you did that. Because our caller Lou decided to take our conversation that we were having and deflect it entirely down to this whole border issue, which is a concocted issue designed to permit people to talk in the manner that Lou talked about. The notion that people are crossing the border illegally. Yes, there are people crossing the border illegally. But then to take that on, to deflect away from important issues.
Right. They may be traveling here illegally. My look on that is why. The question is, why are they coming? And my answer is, they're coming to improve their lives.
Just like immigrants from all over the world has come.
Well, just like
in the past,
just like Lou's and CJ's ancestors came.
Right, like my ancestors from Norway had to leave. It was the oldest child got the farm. Everybody else can go take a hike, and that's what we had to do. That my great grandfather had to do. But the way for us to deal with that, in my view, is to help the countries that have got people leaving from them to rebuild their societies, deal with the problems that they're having, and provide a better life for the people where they are now.
And your mention of the better life, I am just so pleased you called and talked about the child daycare issue again, because what's happened to this last half an hour of the show is a demonstration of what's happened to the political discourse, which we're talking about important fundamental issues associated with investing in America, and people who are concerned about the society and the direction of society in some oblique way, which is really, I think, a reference to a race and a culture they're comfortable with, deflect that conversation to talk about immigration at the Mexican-American border, and to have an inflamed conversation relating to that, rather than talking about education in our schools, daycare, healthcare, all the fundamental issues that matter to Americans. So I hope the listeners got something out of listening to Lou, because I did. It brought home to me the fact that in what I've been saying is true, that the conservatives, many of the conservatives in America, at least the strident conservatives who were operating on January 6th, are concerned about liberals, and they're concerned about the people in America who are un-American, meaning people who don't agree with them. And we can't let that happen. We can't let the American flag and patriotism be ripped away from people based simply on political belief.
Hey, Bob, I wish we had more time, but thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. You know, Sandy, I just wanted to get Lou, I'm tired of people hiding behind patriotism. I'm a patriot. Because you say you're a patriot makes you a patriot. Just because you say that from your lips does not make you a patriot. And somebody else is not, because they don't agree with your side of the coin. If you want to wear patriotism on your sleeve, then do something in the proper manner. Fight for the nation in the right way, to include all of its citizens, and then, you know, maybe you can poke your chest out. But if you call yourself a patriot because you're a Republican or a Democrat, you're far off the measure. Sandy, as always, great. Thank you, Connor. We got to go. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.